Welcome to Journal Club for November 26th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Dix. This paper is all about the use of complex numbers in machine learning. If you're like me, it's probably been a long time since you used or wrapped your head around complex numbers at all. So we're going to start there. Talk about imaginary and complex numbers, talk about how they're used and why they matter for certain types of ML, and then explore what these authors built and how it works. A complex number is a number in the form A plus BI, where A and B are real numbers, and I is the square root of negative 1. Here, A is the real part, and B, when paired with I, is the imaginary part. Together, they form a point in a two-dimensional space called the complex plane, where the x-axis represents the real part and the y-axis represents the imaginary part. This allows operations like addition, multiplication, and rotation to be visualized geometrically. In many signal processing applications, such as telecommunications, radar, and image processing, the representation of data as complex numbers is not just convenient, but necessary. Complex numbers are used to encode amplitude and phase information simultaneously, a capability crucial for analyzing waves and oscillations. For instance, in digital signal processing, Fourier transforms employ complex numbers to transition between time and frequency domains seamlessly. Similarly, in telecommunications, modulation techniques like QAM rely heavily on complex arithmetic to carry signals efficiently over physical media. In machine learning, particularly in convolutional neural networks, CNNs, the use of complex numbers introduces additional flexibility. Complex-valued neural networks, CVNNs, process both the magnitude and phase of inputs, offering richer data representations than real-valued networks. For example, when processing radar signals, maintaining phase information can dramatically improve the network's ability to identify subtle variations in the signal. The authors of this paper tackled a problem specific to complex-valued data. Existing real-valued neural networks, RVNNs, fall short when applied to problems involving complex signals. These networks typically split complex inputs into their real and their imaginary parts, treating them independently. This separation results in the loss of interdependence between the real and imaginary components, which is vital for preserving phase relationships. The inefficiency becomes apparent in applications requiring precise phase recovery, where RVNNs often fail to capture the nuances of complex value dynamics. To address this gap, the authors present RosenPy. RosenPy is an open-source Python framework specifically developed for building and training complex-valued neural networks, CVNNs. It's not a model itself. It's a framework that provides the necessary tools to construct, train, and evaluate networks where inputs, outputs, weights, and biases are represented as complex numbers. Side note, in case you're wondering, Rosen is a reference to Frank Rosenblatt, who invented the perceptron in 1957 while working at Cornell Aeronautical Laboratory. And then Pi is just a reference to Python. Rosenblatt plus Pi equals RosenPy. Okay. The core of RosenPy is organized into two primary modules, model and utils. The model module contains implementations of various complex-valued neural network architectures. Each architecture is implemented as a class, encapsulating the network structure, parameters, and methods for feed-forward propagation, backward propagation, and optimization. Here are the actual neural network architectures it supports. Five of them. CVFFNNs. Complex-valued feed-forward neural networks extend traditional feed-forward architectures to the complex domain. Inputs, weights, and biases are complex numbers, and holomorphic activation functions are applied at each layer. CVFFNNs in RosenPy are implemented to support bias correction and transcendental activation functions, enhancing their capacity for nonlinear transformations. SCFFNNs, split complex feed-forward neural networks, process the real and imaginary components of inputs separately using analytic functions in the real domain. Separate weight matrices are used for the real and imaginary parts, and distinct activation functions can be applied to each component. CVRBFNNs, complex valued radial basis function neural networks, use radial basis functions with complex valued center vectors, synaptic weights, and biases. These networks are well suited for problems requiring precise phase recovery and localization in the complex plane. FCRBFNNs, fully complex radial basis function neural networks, are designed to address challenges like phase recovery inherent in the one we just mentioned, CVRBFNNs. FCRBFNNs, this one, use hyperbolic activation functions and Gaussian-like mappings in the complex domain to improve classification performance. And lastly, PTRBFNNs, phase transmittent radial basis function neural networks. These use specialized split complex Gaussian neurons to mitigate phase vanishing issues. These networks are particularly effective in noisy environments, such as digital communication systems. And if all that alphabet soup that I just threw at you was too much, check out the written version of this that came in the email. It might be easier to parse all these acronyms if you're looking at them instead of hearing them. All right. RosenPi's overall system architecture is structured to promote modularity and extensibility. Each of the individual model architectures I just listed is a subclass of the neural network base class, which defines common methods for adding layers, initializing parameters, and performing forward and backward propagation. Layers are configured using sequential addition, where users specify the number of neurons, activation functions, and optional parameters such as initial weights and biases. The framework supports both fully connected layers and radial basis function layers, enabling the construction of diverse network topologies. The utils module, utilities, provide auxiliary functionality necessary for training and evaluating the networks. Its key subcomponents include classes for activation functions, parameter initialization, cost functions, regularization, learning rate decay, and batch generation, among others. RosenPi integrates GPU support through CuPi, or QPi, which provides accelerated computation for large-scale datasets and deep network architectures. During training, the framework automatically selects between NumPy for CPU and QPi for GPU based on the available hardware. For networks with multiple layers and high-dimensional inputs, GPU acceleration significantly reduces training times by parallelizing matrix and tensor operations. Training in RosenPi involves iterative optimization of complex-valued parameters. The framework supports optimization algorithms such as CVADAMAX, which extends traditional gradient-based methods to the complex domain. During each training epoch, the framework performs forward propagation to compute predictions, calculates loss using a complex-valued cost function, and applies back propagation to update parameters. Mini-batch training is enabled by the batch generation utilities, allowing gradient computations to scale efficiently with dataset size. The modular design of RosenPi allows developers to define custom network architectures, activation functions, and optimization algorithms. The base classes and utility functions provide a standard interface, enabling seamless integration of new components. Users can extend the framework by subclassing the neural network class, or implementing additional utility functions for specific use cases. Their GitHub includes example implementations to validate its functionality across various datasets and tasks. These examples demonstrate the construction and training of CVNNs for classification problems. Each example is designed to showcase a specific aspect of the framework, such as handling phase-sensitive data or optimizing radial basis function parameters. Here's the basic rundown of how a user would operate RosenPi. 4 steps. 1. Initialization. Users define a network by specifying the architecture, including the number and type of layers, activation functions, and training parameters. 2. Data processing. Input data is formatted as complex-valued tensors, ensuring compatibility with the network. 3. Training. The framework performs iterative optimization using forward and backward propagation, as I mentioned, adjusting weights and biases based on the computed gradients. And 4. Evaluation. Trained models are evaluated on validation or test datasets using accuracy metrics and visualizations of decision boundaries. RosenPi's construction and operation reflect a detailed and systematic approach to addressing the challenges of complex domain neural networks, making it a robust tool for researchers and practitioners handling complex-valued data. If you're intrigued by anything we just went over and want to go deeper, I'd encourage you to download the paper. The paper also includes the direct link to RosenPie's GitHub if you want to get yourself a copy of the codebase or start training a model yourself. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.